Do you like free stuff? Well, you're in luck because Buy Optimizer's Black Friday deals starts now, and they are giving away free gifts with purchase. That's right. I have an exclusive advance invite to Buy Optimizer's Black Friday deal for the entire month of November. This is their best sale of the entire year. If you're feeling stressed out or haven't been sleeping well lately, you are not alone. You might not be able to change all the chaos out there, but you can start supplementing with one key nutrient to improve your sleep quality, as well as over 600 other biochemical reactions in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only product I've found that has all the magnesium forms in one convenient bottle. You'll open less bottles, spend less money, and still get the top 7 forms of magnesium for better sleep, manage stress, balance hormones, improve mood, feel refreshed, all in one bottle. You can only get this exclusive deal through my link special for AGs. Go to buyoptimizers.com/andysgirls and use code andysgirls to get your discount and free gifts today. And one last thing you should all know, all Buy Optimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund up to 1 year after your purchase, no questions asked. Again, the link to go right now for the exclusive code is buyoptimizers.com/andysgirls using code andysgirls. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone. But with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults age 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meetrejoin.com. It's Andy's Girls. It's episode 600 whatever, and it's an Election Day spectacular. And by spectacular, I mean a literal mini episode because I just got, still have that post-pneumonia cough, just got back from a schlep to Rhode Island, and I said, the AGs need something to keep us all grounded and hopefully ever so slightly distracted as we wait for the election results and hopefully not even a little bit of election chaos. Let's keep things unrealistic and optimistic. It's like I'm a real housewife. What is even happening? Living in my own world, which I am very qualified for because I do have a white refrigerator. So I just kind of thought to myself, what can we do? I was just in Rhode Island. I'm recording this late-ish on Monday night, and I just felt like, no, we need to have something up that feels sort of connected to the vibe of red, white, and oi, but also what? Red, white, and Ramona Blue. Oh my God, that might be title of ep. I'm so sorry in advance. I'm so sorry for referencing our, you know, Ramona's staying on top of the news by reading page 6 each and every day. God bless. But anyway, something that I've done, I think once or twice before, are Bravo sound baths. And I really, truly was on the train like a psycho and just started jotting down some things that brought me zen. And so hopefully any one of these little moments will just create a little bit of calm during a day that doesn't feel like calm is considered a friend of. But before calm gets demoted, we are going to refuse to accept those results of calm being removed from the equation. I would like to do a red, white, and Ramona Blue, which I truly just said out loud with Outthinking, and is absolutely the title of episode and of this sound bath, a spiritual sound bath to cleanse you and me of whatever the fuck is about to happen throughout the day. Not days, nay days, day. Okay, so let us all join together and participate. So if you are able to get into a comfortable seating position, perhaps on one of Sonia's couches left outside after she sold Morgan Manor, close your eyes. Maybe not Ramona's crazy eyes. I do love any time that Andy puts those eyes on a guest on Watch What Happens. An angel gets its wings. That angel's name is Avery Singer. Close your eyes and take note of your breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focus on a few central points of light. Pedro Pascal, Chris Manzo, Guinea Pigs, Jonathan Schindler, shout out Heather Thompson's husband, who never really got enough credit for being normal. But I think now Shane Simpson has sort of apologies to Jonathan Schindler for that comparison, but actually also not, because Shane Simpson is in my top three current favorite house husbands. So kudos to him and to all of us. Breathe in through your nose at the count of four. One, two, three, four, and out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Breathe in through your nose. Count of four. One, two, three, four. Out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Now I'm thinking about Kyle's new nose, but we have to refocus. So I'm just gonna say aloud some things that bring me joy, calm, soothing energy. Because I do think our country is currently spending today on Scary Island. And where is my gift bag when I vote? It's just this sticker, which, as we know, I treasure and I crave. But where is the gift basket with seemingly expired, but probably always tasted like it was, various Skinny Girl product? First item I'm actually going to reference is the Skinny Girl deli meats, because we never spent enough time talking about that. We spent an awful lot of time, and by we I mean me, talking about Bethany Frankel doing a Skinny Girl Kids line of bath and shower products for chubby kids to, I guess, look in a mirror. I mean, why would you name a children's bath line Skinny Girl Kids and then tell us it's about wellness? Anyway, circling back, let's get into some other items. Bethany, chokehold on me. But on this election day, in this time of confusion and hopefully no chaos, but a little bit of chaos, let's circle back to some things that bring us light. Speaking of satchels of gold, when Shannon giggles, Tamra being universally hated in a way that will absolutely heal this nation. Whenever Ryan breaks out his bedazzler and late 90s denim. Bronwyn's airport costumes, because who doesn't want to be picked up by a giant inflatable pig? James Comey hearing about Tamra's FBI baseball hat. Although once I watched the Martha Netflix documentary, which friend of the pod, James LaRosa, has told me to watch immediately, which I absolutely will, I'm probably going to change my mind. John Barlow trying to parallel park. A reveal I still haven't gotten over. I had to rewind, which is a thing that we still do, and watch it again because I laughed and I laughed. And I laughed. Healing journey. Trying on Jenna fucking Lyons' daytime diamonds, which could also underwrite my apartment building and also the rest of the block. Every trash can needs a lid, and John Jansen found his. The 2024 election results are a practice run to hearing who gets fired from New Jersey. Thanks to inflation, Carol still has at least three more good summers left. Mia has maybe broken up with Ink. Fingers crossed, her next boyfriend is named Pencil. John Barlow, never far from my mind, being obsessed with those smashed potatoes and awkwardly asking Justin Rose to apologize to Lisa for being yelled at. But back to those carbs. Bronwyn's text to her husband saying, "I manifested violence, which is making me truly want to get back on Hinge." It's cuffing season. Is that what it's called? Let's pretend. Knowing that it's just a matter of time before we get another Roni Legacy something, I don't know what, just let me dream. How do you know Jessel? I'm married to her. Lanithia Leaks will one day return to Bravo. Ask, believe, receive. It will happen. Nene Leaks will be back on Bravo, and we will be fully healed. Ryan saying to Jen, "Everything is the Lord's plan," followed by one of the shadiest cuts of the week to their dog. Ali Shapiro's TikTok Freedom Tour. "When I found out Shannon was coming to the Clawfuss in 36 hours and quietly laid down on the living room rug while still on the phone on a Friday at 1 a.m. Karen initially saying she would go to Giselle's and then throwing that out the window 12 hours later with zero explanation. Jessel's OG teeth before her lips were sandwiched between white poster board. Something I can't stop thinking about. Let's embrace just having teeth. Teresa and Melania. Was it Melania? I think it was actually Gia. Just kidding. Are selling their used bags on TikTok. And somewhere Kim Zolciak is pulling out her possibly natural hair. Tinsley Mortimer got her happily ever after. Archie Bador. One day, cottage cheese will release Bethany Frankel from its grasp. Ariana's new house, which Lala Google images before every podcast recording. The Clawfuss. Duh. Finding out from AG guest Lewis Peitzman that Songbird / Broken Bird, Britney, played Ellen in a national tour of Miss Saigon, which explains, to be honest, an awful lot. And also her voice, which is lovely. Gina Kirschenheiter, Most Improved Housewife, 2024. We don't really need Monica for Salt Lake to be great. And by don't really need, I mean don't need it all, so hold off on future cameos. Let's keep her on E. Go to sleep. Meredith can go fuck herself. I'm done with her. Cause I'm not a fucking whore and I don't cheat on my husband. Her and her dumb fucking family that poses. Why don't you own a house? Oh wait, you can't. Because your husband changes jobs every 5 minutes. Meredith is a piece of fucking shit. I had your back, and I'm offended by that. Fuck you. That fucking piece of shit garbage whore. I fucking hate her. She's a whore. She fucked half of New York. She can go fuck herself. Okay. Take a moment, continue breathing or not, totally up to you, it's been a day. Open your eyes, take note once again of your surroundings. Notice your breathing. We will get through this together. This is, in fact, an actual miniature episode. I do plan to watch Potomac and will record a deep dive potentially later today. But in the meantime, just wanted to hopefully bring us together with this magical, mysterious, wonderful little Red, White, and Ramona Blue spiritual sound bath. So guys, hang in there. Let's all be like that little cat on a tightrope or whatever the fuck it is. That poster we've all seen in our guidance counselor's office when she's telling us we're not going to get into our dream college, even if we do send in a crossword puzzle, which I did do. Shout out Emerson College. I did send them a crossword puzzle, and one of the answers was like, who's your favorite freshman student? Sarah Galley or something. I don't remember what it said. I don't remember. Anyway, I'm not bitter, circling back. Listen, lately, news in our country has been akin to a shit show. It's like Housewives, but really just terrifying and in no way entertaining. Kind of like a lot of the episodes from season 13 of New York. Just never far from my mind. Anyway, I am certainly casting my ballot for Kamala Harris as a woman, as a Jewish American, as someone who has a sibling with special needs, as someone whose family has been doing a lot of caregiving of late, as someone who is hoping to keep her health insurance intact and just recently went through, you know, my millionth medical mishigas, which absolutely saved me, having the Affordable Care Act, aka what I always reference as Obamacare. For all of those reasons, I am voting for Kamala Harris. And while I know that there are AGs listening who are not voting for Kamala, I just highly encourage that if you are eligible to vote in this country, that you are casting your ballot today. I was thinking about something that Rafi D'Angelo posted on his Instagram, overpriced vodka. And if you are not following friend of the pod, Rafi D'Angelo, what are you even doing with your lives? But he posted a little meme that I thought was helpful and important, which said, you have already voted or will do so shortly. Disconnect, unplug, mute. Whatever happens is going to happen, whether you are stressfully watching the results roller coaster or not. Treat yourself to something nice and take a break. So today I will be voting and so excited about that. And of course, obviously getting my sticker and then getting a massage. Now, would you think maybe it's a better idea to get a massage maybe later in the week than today? Am I going to be too stressed out to appreciate it? No, I think I need it. And after a weekend in Rhode Island, it couldn't come soon enough. But shout out to Rhode Island. You know, the whatever I was about to call us, the Garden State. That's New Jersey, the ocean state filled with water. We love. There's some water potentially going on in that sound bath background music that I've actually definitely already edited in my mind. So just, you know, if there's some Bravo that you want to watch, maybe now's the time to check in season one, season two of Ladies of London. We don't talk about that enough. Noella, whoever. I just finished season two of The Diplomat. Couldn't more highly recommend on Netflix. Also, if you're looking for a kind of spy thriller that's often very cheeky and very fun, Slow Horses, season four in Apple was fantastic. There are any number of distractions on TV, and you may find yourself wanting to connect and lean in to all the results as they're coming in. You do you. That is a good idea. Disconnecting is a good idea. Whatever you choose to get through the day is a good idea. And my day may well involve some Bravo. I think I might need to reconnect with some classic Beverly Hills, some classic OG New York, also known as New York. And whatever you choose to do, hang in there, catch up on the AG archives. You know, we've recorded 6 or 7 episodes in the last 8-ish years. So there might be some stuff in there to dabble. Listen, hang in there. Please vote if you haven't already, including once again, info in the show notes for this episode, and talk to your friends and family. And we are all in this together, unless you are not a Shanstan, in which case we're going to really need to have a chat. So in the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Dean Galley. You guys know all this stuff. Two new Patreon episodes up this week. A Reading Rainbow episode talking about all things Caroline Dina Manzo, Lexi's blog post about everything that has gone on, as well as a live reaction to the Married to Medicine, Beverly Hills, and Southern Charm trailers up on the AG page, exclusive to the OG of the AG and People's Couch tiers at patreon.com/AndySquirrels. Certainly more to come when it comes to AG content this week, but I just felt like something a little cheeky and a little zesty wouldn't be the worst thing on a kind of weird but hopeful day like today. So hang in there. I've said that 40 times, much like that cat on a tightrope, which honestly, maybe that cat will now remind me of Ryan, because his ability to kind of balance an awful lot going on and not be the person that we're talking about most coming out of that finale is something of a miracle. So listen, guys, make sure you voted or vote. If you get an extra sticker, you're just honestly phenomenal. And I am super jealous. And I will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.